Joining us on KMBR, Marty Lurie here with Juan Pierre. He's an outfielder for the Miami Marlins, and fans, I want to tell you something. You're going to hear from one of the outstanding players of Major League Baseball. Nice to have you here in San Francisco. Do you like playing out here in the West Coast?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Always enjoy it every time we come to San Francisco and play. It's a beautiful park. Fans are rowdy. They're not like typical. They're not like Southern L.A. fans where it's a little bit more laid back. They'll get on you in the outfield out here, so I definitely be prepared for that every time I come here.
Juan Pierre with us. Juan, growing up in Louisiana, what kind of a baseball fan were you down there in football country and all that?
I was a real big baseball fan. My dad was a baseball fan, and I had an older brother that played, so we definitely grew up. And my dad tells a story. My mom tells a story. I got my name another way, but my dad tells me he named me after the great Giants pitcher, Juan Marichal. So one of the people like, Juan, everybody thinks I'm Dominican. He's like, no, my dad just loved Juan Marichal. And the way he pitched, so he named me after Juan Marichal.
Well, you didn't get number 27, did you?
No, not 27, no.
That would be the great Juan Marichal. Mm-hmm. But you have a career, as I say, to be so proud of. And I want to just get your philosophy on hitting. And we'll talk a little bit about the base stealing, the bunting, and everything else. But you've got over 2,100 hits, over 2,200 now. Mm-hmm. And you've got an on-base percentage, 370, more walks than strikeouts in the modern game. I mean, are you sure you're only this age? You didn't play about 50 years ago or 60 years ago?
I was a guy that, when I started playing, I would try to hit the ball as hard as I can in the air, and it wouldn't even get to the warning track. So I said, I better learn how to hit the ball on the ground, learn how to bunt, and learn how to base run and make contact. So I think that's accredited to my, you know, low strikeouts and things like that, because I was just taught to, you know, put the ball in play, preferably on the ground, and use my legs, which was a big asset for me and still is, so to speak. So my hitting was, people always say, oh, two-strike approach. And I'm like, my hitting is the same whether I got two strikes or not. I'm always trying to, you know, go up the middle the other way. And as my career got older, I learned how to pull the ball a little more because they started busting me in. But been keeping the same approach pretty much my rookie year, man, just trying to stay in a big part of the field, up the middle, hit the ball on the ground and run, and, you know, occasionally, you know, hit line drive, low line drives more so than hitting ground balls. And if I do miss, I want to miss on top. But definitely for guys who can run out there, you want to miss on top of the ball and give yourself a chance to use your legs.
Boy, it's interesting you say that. I'm just thinking about Gregor Blanco. I like to talk to him every once in a while. I say, if you could learn the little man game and hit down on the ball, boy, you'd be a lot better. He likes to slug the ball a little bit. But you called yourself a blue-collar player. I like to hear that. What do you mean by that?
Just blue-collar as far as doing the dirty work, getting on base, whether you get hit by a pitch, walk or whatever, and let the big boys go to work. And you can go I could go 3-for-3 with a couple bags and score a couple runs, but if a guy goes 1-for-4 with a 2-run home run shot, he gets all the publicity, which I'm fine with that. I love it, but that's what I call like doing the dirty work or getting on and maybe manufacturing a run, maybe beating out just a double play ball, and then a guy comes up and get a hit or something, and just little stuff like that that don't necessarily show up in the box scores. So that's why I call myself like a blue collar career, because my career is not pretty. And like, and people don't want to come out here and see, oh, this guy going to bunt the ball right here. You know, they want to see a guy hit the ball out the park. And that's fine. That's just the way baseball works. But I think the people in the game, you know, appreciate what I do.
Well, they sure do. And I'm very glad to have you on. Juan Pierre with us. Just look up his on-base percentage, the number of steals, the number of hits, and the career that this man has had leading off. And leading off all the time. I mean, that's not simple either.
No. I mean, I had some stretches where I didn't lead off. But for the most part of my career, you know, I led off, and yeah, it's not easy because your at bats roll around quick, and you got to baby to put the ball in play. And for me, I don't walk much because they don't want me to walk. You know, I try to get some walks, but I know the pitching coach always tell them, hey, don't make this guy swing the bat. So that's why I put a lot of attention in the bunting and doing those type things. But yeah, it's not easy batting lead off because sometimes you get that extra bat that rolls around where you maybe be 1-for-4, and you'd be like, okay, maybe, and then that extra bat, and it's either 1-for-5 or 2-for-5. So you get that extra at bat a lot in batting leadoff.
Yeah, I've seen that in the box score, that 1-for-5 at the top of the order. Believe me, I know what you're talking about. You and I did a show maybe 5 or 6 years ago on the art of bunting that was very popular out here. A lot of high school coaches, college coaches, little league coaches really enjoyed hearing it. Could you just tell us a little bit, summarizing that again, the art of bunting, and what's the key for you? Because you're one of the best in baseball history, really.
Bunt is, you can, number one, you can't be scared. You can't be scared to bunt. You got to get your head down in there and really try to see the ball hit the bat while you bunt. The biggest thing for me, you adjust with your legs on a lower, if the pitch is down or up, you don't want to move your bat, because you get to moving your bat, then you'll pop it up, potentially maybe hit yourself in the eye or something, but you definitely pop up a bunt. So you want to, when you're in your stance, if a ball is a little down, you adjust with your legs. You let your legs go down and leave your bat stationary there. And if you sacrifice bunt, you know, square around early. It's called sacrifice for a reason. You're giving yourself up for the betterment of the team. So all those key points. But number one is, like, you can't be a scared, you know. And then if you bunt for a base hit, if you're especially a guy that run, even if you make an out, it's still a plus, because they know you're still going to bunt, and they have to be weary of, and they still have to play you in that can open up holes for when you hit. But and don't get discouraged if you bunt it out, because the guys sometimes say, oh, man, that could have been a pitch I could have hit, and it like that. It's like, yeah, but are you batting 1,000? No, so you missed those pitches before. So I imagine don't get discouraged when you do make an out, but have no fear, and if they are playing in, still bunt, you know what I mean? Just to be aggressive, and again, you know, don't be scared to make an out bunting.
Boy, great advice from Juan Pierre. When you bunt for a hit, do you like to drag it or do you push it?
It all depends. It's crazy. Some years are better than the others. Like this year, I've been going more to first base. Last year, I was going more to third base. So it fluctuates, and because a lot of dictates how they're pitching you and things like that. But I'm pretty comfortable with either way. It's just I think it's a feel thing for me. I kind of feel sometimes better at one going one way than the other through a course of a season, and it can change 2-3 times during the course of a season, but I'm pretty comfortable either way.
Well, nice to have Juan Pierre with us. All right. Now, I mean, you're such a student of the game. Would you like to coach or manage when it's all over?
People have been asking me that. I don't know. I think I would love to work with kids, either high school level or maybe minor league levels, where you can really teach and do those type deals. So I think that might be in her horizon, but I haven't got the urge to maybe be at the big league level. I would work more with kids so I can really teach, and you could tell them what to do. Big leaguers, sometimes you can't tell them what to do.
Yep, no kidding. We've seen that. All right, your arm. The arm is not the greatest arm in the world, but you get it done. What's the key for you to get it done?
Number one is get to the ball quick and get rid of it quick. I always tell my shortstops and things like that, especially being in left field, hey, I'm going to get it to you quick. You have the stronger arm, you throw the guy out, you know. And in the outfield, that's all you're taught to do, even with a strong arm, is to make sure you hit your cutoff man. If you overshoot your cutoff man, it's not too much good that can come out of that, even if you do have a strong arm. And but that's the main thing, just getting to it quick, making sure your release time and be accurate, and pick your spots. You know, I don't have a strong arm, but I know times where you need to try to throw a guy out, and I might have to cheat in a little bit and to do that, but definitely just getting to the ball quick and releasing it to the infield. Hitting your cutoff, man. You can never get in trouble with hitting your cutoff, man.
Well, I saw Johnny Damon make a career of it. I believe I saw it. I saw Mark Kotze make a career of it as well, getting to the ball quickly. You ever see any film of Willie Mays playing in the outfield?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, the basket catch. Can you imagine doing this for your career?
No, man, he's unbelievable, man. Just watching film of him, and that catch is still, and they said that park was even windier than this park, so I can only imagine him doing that. But I try to always get a chance, try to get to see him every time I'm in San Francisco, and oh man, you can't say enough about it. I got his book, I'm reading his book, and he's just always, and he's been real good to me. I have a Willie Mays story if we have time. Real quick, I was a rookie with Colorado, man. I was in outfield shagging, and guys came out there saying, oh, man, Willie Mays want to talk to you, standing over here. And I'm like, oh, here goes a rookie prank again or whatever. So I was like, all right, I'll go. And I'm walking because I don't think he really wanted. He's like, hey, I want to talk to you, because he saw me play the night before. I was just getting called up, so he never heard of me. And he actually signed a ball, and then he signed gave another ball with his phone number on it. And he was like, this is my real number. You can call me anytime. And I was like, Willie Mays. I called everybody. I said, Willie Mays gave me his phone number. I never called him, and I think I pretty much hid the ball so nobody else could get his number. He probably changed it by now, but that's my Willie Mays story. And for him not to even know me, to pull me aside, I'll always remember that.
All right, great story. He'll be here this weekend. You'll see him. I'll let him know you're here.
Hopefully, yeah.
I'll let him know you're here. Hey, you're a very special guy in baseball. Your family must be really proud of you.
I think so, you know, and they sacrificed a lot for me to get here. I think you talk to any big leaguer, and I never take it for granted. When you see us in the big leagues on TV, we didn't do it by ourselves. Yeah. We had a lot of supporting cast, a lot of family, a lot of coaches, a lot of friends that helped along, and always thankful for them.
All right, Juan, thanks so much. Fans, I'll tell you again, just look it up. As Casey Stengel used to say, just look it up. Look what this man has accomplished in the major leagues. Juan, thanks so much.
Thank you. Great to be here.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.